Drinks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
Well, hi.
That was a little like what was that show where the guy would be like, hello, and welcome to the reading show where I'm going to read a book.
Was I like LeVar Burton?
No, not reading Rainbow. The other one where the guy sits in the chair and he's like,
PBS show?
Yes. You, what is the name of it?
Masterpiece Theater?
There it is.
I am.
It was
like
a little Masterpiece Theater. We were like, Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to Why Mommy Drinks.
We're going to be talking about Jane Eyre. Today, we are joined by he's an actor, he's a writer, he's a podcaster, he's just a funny guy all around, Don Finelli.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hi, guys. I didn't know if I was allowed to, like, I knew Masterpiece Theater, and I didn't know if I was allowed to jump in yet.
Yeah, it's like,
I was just watching you guys, I was like, I think it's Masterpiece Theater.
Trying to will it out. It's like every other show. Yeah. Or a $100,000 pyramid where the other person knows it and they have to sit and watch and they're like, fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
Well,
you ever watch that show? We should go on that show. We'd be good on that show.
I was on a show that was like that called Celebrity
Pyramid.
Maybe we shouldn't actually go on
Celebrity
any
Name
shows.
Game. And we won.
Wow.
You were on a show that you didn't remember.
Yeah, Megan Mays and I were on it. And
we won $10 million. I forgot the name of it, though.
Why do you think I have that a car that flies? We won $10,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
When was this?
5 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I have 3 children. Mm-hmm. They're all boys. They are 8, 7, and 3.
I have 3 kids. I have an 8-year-old boy and twin 6-year-old girls.
All right. And what do you got, Don?
I got a little girl. She's about 4 months old.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the thick of it.
That is a baby.
Yeah. She's large, though, too, which is really cool. She's not like a little baby. She's like, I'm like holding
solid.
Her. I was like, you are cool. You know, she's real.
You are cool. You're not like
you're
a
cool.
little tiny baby.
I'm a cool dad. You can grow up and be cool.
This baby is radical.
Yes, damn, man.
Cowabunga,
yo, I
baby.
Like you. All right. I just did the mahalo.
I just realized no one got to see it.
No
it was so
see.
Cool.
It was really great. It was really great. It started as the metal sign and then turned into the mahalo sign. But she's 4 months old. Her name's Joni. And she's cool.
That's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
She's real cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
She is. I don't know how else to describe. She's so cute. And so she's at that age where Laura and I, my wife and I, were like, oh, we wanted to grow up, but like if she can just kind of stay this age because she's just like happy and smiling and learning things.
Yeah.
And we're like, damn. And you just go in the morning and she just smiles at you and she's so happy to see you. You're like, ah, oh, this is the best. And I was like, don't grow up.
Yeah.
Now I understand everybody saying that shit.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah.
She's gonna
grow. She's gonna grow. What?
I don't know if you've listened to our show, Don.
They grow up. No. I'm gonna, no. She's
but
cool. She doesn't grow up.
Yeah, it's cool.
She's never gonna get old.
Yeah. She when she hits a growing stage. What are they called?
Spurts?
Growth spurts.
Oh, or like...
I was going to say growing pains. When she watches growing pains.
Oh, okay.
When she has those growth spurts, it's a little tough. But she's been pretty good. She's like sleeping the night and doing all that good stuff.
What do they call them? They're like...
Wonder Weeks?
Wonder Weeks.
Yeah, I had the Wonder Weeks. Okay. Yeah, so like the leaps, they call them.
Yes, there you go. That's the word.
Yes, yes. So when she hits those leaps, they're pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I think they just are growth spurts. So when she has growth spurts, she's like up twice a night and wants to eat and she's just... more cranky for like a couple of days, and then after that, she's just like, "No, I'll sleep tonight. I'm cool."
That continues.
Nice.
Yeah. I see it.
Oh
in my,
God!
In my kids
thank
now.
God.
Well, I'll be like, "Why are they acting out so much?" And it's usually like, "Oh, they're developmentally shifting."
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like I always notice that still happens.
Oh yeah,
they're
even
six
at like
and
six.
They do it.
Yeah.
First5California.com. You ever hear that?
No.
The First 5 California is a big movement. Like the first 5 years of the child's life is like very important. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's a dog shaking, not me.
That's 5 years. Uh-oh. Wait, all what? My kids are past five.
The first 5 years is some of the most important developmental years of the child.
Well,
so, so there's this whole movement called the First Five California.
And they have a theme song.
First5California.com.
My three-year-old, one of his favorite songs is a song that apparently they play during baseball games, all about Cars for Kids.
I almost was going to guess Cars for Kids.
Yeah.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
That's my three-year-old, one of his favorite songs.
Yeah. They had that on the East Coast, too.
Oh,
cars for Kids is everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Everywhere.
I want to know who does it. Who does it?
Yeah, who does Cars for Kids?
Who does it?
Who's like, you know what? I need a new car.
Yeah.
I don't need that car. That car should go to Cars for Kids. Like, what?
I could sell it.
I could sell my jalopy, but I'm going to donate it to Cars for... I'm going to put a couple kids in this car.
Wait,
it has no brakes. Yeah, you give them the brakeless cars, and then and they just put a bunch of kids in it.
What? It's
Cars for Kids.
You know what? I thought there was more to it.
And
it,
not only that, it's with a K. It's Cars with a K.
K-A-R-S. Cars for Kids.
That's a very important part of the song.
Yeah. But it's true. Like, you're going to go to a dealer and you'd be like, no, we're not trading in our car.
We're giving it to Cars for Kids.
We're giving it to Cars for
Kids. I'm sure it's great. I just don't know. I've never heard of anybody using it.
No.
I don't know. I guess you can. It's a write-off and it's a donation, but I don't know. Like, who does it?
Yeah. So your baby is sleeping through the night?
She was, like, pretty early, like, almost, like, 2.5, 3 months. She started, we were like, oh, my gosh, she's dead. Like, we ran in, like, at 5 a.m. We're like, she didn't wake up. She didn't wake up. But then every time there's, like, a growth spurt, she's, like, for about a week, she'll, like, wake up, like, twice a night. And we'll be like, oh, we're screwed. We're done. We're both, like, catastrophizers, too. So, all right, well, this is how it's always going to be.
That's
we're
how
screwed.
It feels.
We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get so used to actually sleeping, your body's like... Also, your body's like, you have months to catch up on. Like,
yeah.
I got like 8 hours of sleep for the first time. I was so tired. I was just, my body was like, no, you got so much more to catch up on. Like, oh, shit.
No, I think I got like 10 years to catch up on.
Oh, yeah.
Just doesn't
I'm just going to sleep one day.
I guess with multiple kids, too.
I'm going to die
like,
and
really...
then I'll sleep.
Yeah, kind of compiles.
Let's make this morbid. Let's.
Can't wait to die.
I have three kids. I can't wait to die. Oh, shit. I guess I'll stay with one.
I'll sleep when I'm dead. Sleep when I'm dead.
I used to say that when I was young.
Yeah?
And I could have all the sleep I wanted.
Right.
I'll stay out till 5 a.m.
Yes.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I used to say, why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Give me a good
Come
reason.
Come on, why not?
Health. Health reasons. Healthy growing.
So I'll be many healthy reasons. Forever.
Mental
Young
health,
forever.
Every health.
Your brain is not formed yet. That's why not. Yeah. That's why not. Go home.
It's amazing how resilient we are. Think of how resilient we were in our like 20s or late teens. So like I'm always like, well, babies are also resilient. And I get, you know, nervous sometimes. And my wife's always like, she's fine. You know what I mean? Like she's not gonna totally remember that. Like we're loving her. It's all good. So I was like, oh yeah, I guess. Even when maybe that doesn't totally equate. I don't know. I'm sure they're going through huge developmental stages, but we are pretty resilient when we're young.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Babies are shockingly resilient. Yes.
Oh, so much so.
Yeah. I mean,
have
I've
you
had
ever dropped your baby?
Yes.
My baby rolled off the bed.
Really?
Like a high queen. Yeah. Just
what happened?
Onto
just
a hardwood floor.
Cry.
Well, now he's real messed up. No, he's fine.
Now he's a wrestler.
Benny got dropped down the stairs.
He cried really hard and that was it. Yeah, that's
Benny
right.
Benny got dropped down the stairs right after her
heart
surgery.
What?
Yeah, and then she got dropped down the stairs. Yeah.
She's going to live till she's like 110.
Oh, for sure.
And
she's going to be like riding motorcycles next year and just being like, fuck everything.
Wow.
But she was fine. She actually stopped. She did the thing that you don't want to happen, which was like she didn't respond.
Mm. Ooh.
Which is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
But then she was fine.
Was it like a silent cry thing? Or
it was like
what the fuck just happened?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I didn't see it. I wasn't there.
I hate that when they're like.
Somebody else was. Not going to say who.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else was.
Mm-hmm.
but it just was silent. And then she started crying. So there was like a moment. But then the doctor was like, if she's not vomiting, she's, because their skulls are all malleable for at least the first year, because it's growing so much that it's actually totally meant connected. To, like, they're so, they are so resilient. It's almost like they have a helmet that kind of protects.
When Ajax, she was okay. Ajax again.
She's still okay.
If I have a serial killer child, it'll probably be him, because he rolled off the bed.
Narrowed it down.
At one point, he, like, tripped when he was a toddler, and he ran into the like molding at the bottom of the wall, and it dented his forehead.
Yeah, still have the dent.
He had the dent for a long time.
Great.
Oh, no.
I fell as a kid, and I have a huge scar over my eyebrow that no one really sees. I even forget which side it is, but like, there's some scar on one of my eyebrows.
I don't see anything.
When you fell?
Yeah, I fell in the corner of like a mannequin stand. In
I'm sorry.
It was the delivery. Jesus, it was the delivery. It wasn't the actual like idea of it. It's I fell in the corner, and you weren't expecting that, and you're like, a mannequin stand.
The best way I can describe it. So you know what I mean?
You were like,
I do.
Shopping with your parents.
I was like, and I tripped over someone's carriage. Like a lady was like pushing a carriage, and I was like running the other way. And I tripped over and landed, and my forehead hit
Oof.
Yeah. So I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm here.
So it's okay.
Yeah, kids.
You're doing okay. It's good. It's fine. It's fine.
Dropping babies. Kids falling. You know what? What is it that you go, meh?
It'll be alright. It's probably fine.
It's probably fine.
That's my parenting mantra.
Yeah.
It's probably fine.
Yeah. But it is.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they I've noticed like she tells me everything.
Wow.
Like there's no guessing games. No, she can't freaking talk, but through crying and through smiles, I'm like, okay,
Daddy,
I get it. Like you're hungry
I have a
now.
Secret.
Like, yeah, yeah. Oh my God. She's floating?
I can fly.
Oh my God. I wouldn't tell anybody. I wouldn't tell my wife. My kid.
You wouldn't tell your wife?
If I walked into my kid's room and she was floating and be like, Daddy, I got a secret. I'd be like, all right, it's just with me though, right? Don't tell anybody about this.
Oh, man.
Nope.
I can't keep any secrets from my husband. Yeah. I could definitely not keep that.
I'm with you. I'm with you. We're bad at secrets. I don't think we have to be honest with each other or else like we could tell if the other person's like holding on to something.
Yeah.
You're like, what's going on? What's wrong?
Yeah, you're acting weird. You're being weird.
Did you walk in and find someone floating?
Yeah. Our kid floating? Is our kid floating? I see in your eyes. Is the kid floating? Yeah, she is.
You guys, this past week, my house was invaded by ants.
Oh, Jesus.
They're back.
Christ.
This is the same time last year. I know she set it up.
Yeah, I was like, oh no.
Invaded
ants. Oh, that still sucks.
A mannequin stand.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's worse. They're bad. You got to watch out for those. Gotta watch out for the mannequin.
And it was like, it's not what broke me this week, but it did kind of break me. I know I'm really lame and I every now and then we'll talk about The Sims, but I don't know if you're familiar with The Sims.
It's a game from 2004.
SimCity 2000?
No, it's the People Sims, not the Building Sims.
I'm out.
So when they see bugs, when their houses get dirty, they see a bug and they like kill a bug. There's like a thought bubble above them with a red flashing bug. And they're like, oh, bug.
Uh-huh.
And after they kill the bug, they every now and then they'll just like think of the bug and they'll be like upset about it. And that's how I have been.
Sure.
Because I'll just be like, oh, God, where are the bugs? Where are the ants?
Yeah.
Because I kept walking into rooms and just being like, oh, what's this ant doing here? Oh, my God. It's a whole fucking colony, like an infestation, like everywhere. So shocking and so upsetting.
What do the Sims noises make?
They do like a weird little like gibberish.
I'm imagining you doing that when you see the ants like. Do they exclamate anything? Is that a word? Exclamate?
Exclamate? I don't think it's a word.
Don't look at me. Barely speak.
Do they exclamate?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure they do. But it's been a while. I don't play it much anymore at all. I don't play it anymore.
But when you see a bug, you go into the Tim exclamation.
Well, no, I just kept like, I would be doing something totally different. And all of a sudden I'd be like, oh God, I remember that time I walked into the living room and there were ants everywhere. Like, it was just so upsetting. Like,
well, you found the traps that work last year because this happened to you. Go get those traps.
I did.
All right.
But it took a few days to arrive at my house. So
they're just, by the time the ants come marching two by two.
By the time those ant traps arrived, I had already gotten rid of the ants, I think. Although I'm like terrified every time I walk into
the room. Sounds like in the middle of the night you like snuck up on them.
Oh, well, kind of. Yeah. I went up. It was like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I gotta go to sleep. I should not be awake because that's how I roll. And I went upstairs. Like, I was so tired. I was like, I'm not even going to wash my face. I'm just going to get right into bed. And I like have my phone flashlight on so I don't wake my husband up. And I like go into our room and I see like ants. And I'm like, wait, what? and I look and they're like fucking everywhere. Ugh. All over the walls, all over the floor. They're in the bathroom. Like, they're everywhere.
No.
Yeah,
luckily, they weren't in our bed, but they were everywhere. And so it's like 2 a.m. and I'm like, like run downstairs and get the spray and spray my whole bedroom. And then we had to sleep with the windows open it stank. And I feel like my lungs hurt for a few days. And it was gross.
Are they gone? Is it resolved? Or are you still finding?
I think they're gone.
You killed all the ants. Sounds like there was like a million ants.
There were like a million ants.
Killed them all.
I think I did.
Whoa.
There were no ants.
They were alive.
It was 2 a.m.
Right. The night
the walls are moving. It's got to be the ants from last year.
Get the bleach.
So I burned my bedroom down.
Did you ever see the movie The Burning Bed? It was like that, but instead of an abusive husband, it was ants. They were all over my hallway, too. I forgot about that.
Damn.
They were just fucking everywhere.
That sucks that early in the morning. Like, that's
that's
when I was like
terrible.
Going to sleep.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, yeah. There was another day I went downstairs to get my kids ready to go to camp, and I found like all these ants, and they were like on the ceiling. It was just fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Ants are crazy out here. Anyway, that was my ant story. do you want to talk about what's broken you? That wasn't my story, but
yeah. Okay. So I think I talked about this a little. I think I've talked about it already. So this is a little bit. I was like, oh, am I doing a story that I've already told?
I'll let you know if I remember.
Yeah. So we went to Disneyland this weekend. So I've talked about the fact that I don't like to do roller coasters. So
You've talked about a Churro Club.
And that's
it's a cool club for people who don't take roller coasters.
When I was a kid, I wouldn't do the roller coasters, and my family would shame me because of it. They were like, "You're the worst. I can't believe that you don't ride roller coasters. You suck." Someone had to stand with me, and then they were pissed off.
Pussy.
Like, you can't, You don't, it's a fucking log flume. It's just a log flume. they would make fun of me the whole day. Like, everybody would just be like, oh, well, we're all going to go on the roller coaster. It's going to be amazing. Except you.
For years, I was the kid who didn't ride roller coasters.
Yeah.
And I always felt like I was ruining everyone's fun.
Ruining everyone's fun. They were just like, oh, you suck. I like amusement parks. I've always liked them. Like, when I went to Europe for the first time, I remember walking around thinking, this is just like Epcot. Like, that's how much I like.
That is such an American
I was like,
point of view.
This place is just like Epcot. Oh, it really is. Yeah. Which
they got the Eiffel Tower here, too.
I mean, it's
they did
nuts.
Exactly what they do at Epcot.
They do exactly what they do at Epcot. When I got pregnant with Wes, I would go to amusement parks with my family. And they would all ride the rides, and it was great because I would just start eating food. And that's when I realized,
like, what pregnant lady? What? Yeah. Come on,
pussy,
pussy, get on the roller coaster.
Get up. Maybe that's why it changed, because they didn't make fun of me anymore because I was pregnant. So now I didn't. They were like, well, she can't go on the ride, so we can't make fun of her. So I would start. I would just be like, I'm gonna go eat.
Yeah.
So I would go find food, popcorn, churros, whatever, and then I would also shop, and I would just walk around and be like, this is great. So over time, I've developed my own fun while other people are on roller coasters. Well, I have a daughter now that doesn't like roller coasters. Mm. So I finally have a partner in crime.
There you go.
And so we developed the Churro Club, which is when people go on fast, crazy rides, we get churros. And it's awesome. Mm-hmm. She calls it the Cheerio Club, though, which is... but she has like a little like... So she says it with like a New York accent. So she'll be like, I love the Cheerio Club. It's so funny. And so I'm just like, what do you like?
Vinny, my biological clock is ticking.
She's like a little Marissa Tomei. She's just like, I love the Cheerio Club. And I'm just like, okay.
No, I told you I'd let you know if you, so far you haven't talked about
why
any of this stuff except for.
That we do that.
That Churro Club
but
is a thing.
Like, where is it? Where's the origin of the Cheerio Club?
It's no, becomes, you've never spoken of it.
Right.
Of the genesis.
So it's
like an X-Men movie.
It's my way of not shaming her, right? Like, she doesn't want to ride the rides. That's cool. There's other things you can do that are fun, and you don't have to just ride roller coasters to have fun in an amusement park.
But
and
it's pronounced Churro.
It's pronounced Churro.
I'll shame you there.
Yeah. The fuck Cheerio Club. It's a Churro. It's a Churro. They're totally different things. Dumbass. So
she's really a harsh family.
Yeah, she had a harsh, hard childhood.
So the interesting thing though is that in the Churro Club, you get churros if you don't ride the rides, but you don't get a churro when you get off the ride. Mm-hmm. So if the people ride the rides, they get off. So Emmeline got off, and so the twins are going through this thing right now where it's like, I want my own identity, mm-hmm. I want my own time, I want my own stuff. So Churro Club is great for Benny because it's her alone time with me. We're in the park alone. We're doing our thing. Emmeline likes it because she gets to go with Caton and Wes on a ride. And so she gets her own space with them. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So Emmeline gets off the ride. And the first thing Benny does is go, I got a churro. Like immediately goes over and it's like, I just ate a big old churro and it was all for me. So then Emmeline turns and is like, where's my churro?
That's my kids too.
So I was just like, no, sometimes you get things and that's just for you. And you got to go on Splash Mountain, just you. And she didn't get to go on Splash Mountain. She got a churro. And then she was just like, fine. But it's been like this new, there's like a new wave happening. Mm-hmm. So Emmeline had a bike the other day that the tire blew up. And so I took her to Target and bought her a new bike. And not... I know I could get the tire fixed,
great.
But it's too small. Like, it's just too small of a bike. So she's ready for a bigger bike. She's learning how to ride.
Bikes for kids.
1-877 bikes for kids. I'm going to donate that shit. But here you go. This one doesn't have a tire. Yeah. Who cares? Figure it out. Cars for kids. So, I mean, really, a bike is a kid. Anyway, so I took her to Target and got her a bike. And she walked down the hall like it was... her, like, she was like the most special person in Target.
Oh, yeah.
Just the two of us and her bike. And she was
she had it. She was like pushing it next to her.
Walking next to her, beaming, where every person we passed was like, somebody got a new bike.
Yeah.
Like, everyone commented, they're like, oh, you're so cute. Look at your bike. Look at you. And it was nothing about her being a twin. Cause usually when we go places, it's like, you two are twins.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, yep. Mm-hmm. This was about just her looking cute with her bike. And she couldn't wait. And it was the only bike. There was no one else there getting a bike. It was just her.
That's so special.
So we got the bike. We get into the car and we're driving Kobe. And she was like, this is the greatest day of my life. I felt so bad. I was like, oh, they don't get any like one-on-one ever. Like Wesley always got it.
Right.
And you don't even think about it.
It's hard.
Yeah. Like to go to a store and actually just for, it's the greatest day of your life because it's the only time you've ever gone to the store with your mother where she just bought you one thing and no one else anything else.
Yeah.
Like,
my kids complain all the time that nothing belongs to them.
Yeah.
Because all of our stuff is like communal. Mm-hmm. And even if you get it for your birthday, like everyone else
they
uses
play with it.
It.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but also it goes like both ways.
It goes
like
both
everything
ways.
Odie has is a hand me down.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Benny kind of has the short end of the stick. Emmeline got a bike. Benny got a churro. It's like, remember when you got your bike? That was cool, right? She got a churro. Deal.
Did you eat your bike? No.
No. Well, we came home and she was just like, she stood out front and she put it up. And it had a kickstand, which her old one didn't have. And she's like, look at my bike. It has a kickstand. And she just stood there like staring at it. And Benny was like, I want one. She was like, you're not getting this one. Like, she was so excited to just have her own thing. Yeah. So, I mean, there, it's not only a broke thing that broke me, but it's very much a space that we're at right now, where it's how do I help them identify their identity? It's something I'm always going to have. How do I help them identify their own identity? But how do I help them also like be okay with letting the other one have their, having their churro club, letting the other one, like realizing that, that understanding of just because you came to the world at the same time and you're going through life at the same time doesn't mean that you're always going to have the same experiences and you're not going to get the same stuff. And it's okay that that's different because it's like, it's funky.
That's a hard thing to get across.
It is because they're like developmentally the same.
Fair so and yeah.
It's like, here's two presents. I guess those are yours, you know? And it's like, no, no, like maybe they don't always, maybe it doesn't always work that way. And we still haven't gotten Benny another bike. So she kind of swallowed that and was like, all right, okay. Yeah. And I said, if you learn how to ride your other bike, then we'll get you another bike and you can pick which one you want. And then we'll take her and do hers.
Nice.
And then Emmeline will never eat a churro because she'll always choose the roller coaster.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's like the origin story of the churro club.
Mm-hmm.
And then the just the like, how do you deal with that? And at first, like my mind went, oh, I should buy everyone churros because they didn't get them. And then I was like, no.
No.
Fuck that shit. Yeah. This is just for her because this is what we do. Because now I have a posse of wimps. We just walk around eating.
Teaching them like individualism is a good thing.
I think
and
so.
Just like a, and that's something to be proud of. And,
yeah. This is how you do. This is what you do. And that makes you unique. And she does things that make her unique. And just because you have so many similarities doesn't mean that you're the same. So you shouldn't get the same stuff. It's funky. It's hard to forget. It's hard to remember to do it.
You talking about spending like alone time. Yeah, I've been trying to make an effort and I see that when I do make an effort, it goes
so far.
So far.
Like the tiniest little thing. And they're like when she said, this is the greatest day of my life. At first I thought I was like, that's an exaggeration. Like I was like, ha, ha, ha. And then I was like, oh, she's, I think she's actually being very serious.
Yeah.
Like this is really a pivotal moment for her.
Right.
And
it's not just about the bike.
No, it's not about the bike at all. It's like you took me, you saw I needed this. You immediately took me alone and you went and let me do this by myself. Like it's so funny too. Cause like we get so used to doing our day to day that like those moments are just like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. For me, it's like, well, we need to get a bike. So let's just go do the bike and we'll
the
do that.
The efficiency of it.
Yeah.
Not the like, oh wait, you know,
the moment.
I did notice everybody staring at her, and I noticed how proud she was. And I was like, that's cute, you know, but the impact that it has on them is the thing that I think sometimes is easy to overlook.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Churro Club.
Trust and Will, estate planning made easy. Do you like my theme song?
I did. I trust you will. Tell us what Trust and Will is
about. Oh my gosh, Trust and Will, it's all about making some trusts and making some wills. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you got kids, there's some adult stuff you got to take care of.
I know.
Like, like making a will and also setting up a trust for your kids. In you know, in the case that something happens to you, you want to make sure that they get their needs taken care of, that they go to the right person.
And it sounds really intimidating, but with Trust and Will, they make it easy because it just takes 10 minutes. All you do is you go online. And they have different kinds of plans that you can choose. They start at $39.
That's a great price.
It's a great price, not place. It's a great
it's a
price.
Great price.
It's a great place. You and your children.
Yeah, I mean, they make it really easy. I have to say that I think that's the main thing that keeps people from setting up their will, setting up their trust, outside of just having to, you know, look at your own mortality, but also just that there's so many like hoops to jump through and it's expensive and you got to see a lawyer and it's like intimidating.
I know. It makes me procrastinate. I'm like, I'm not doing it. So,
but Trust and Will, it really is. It's estate planning made easy. You can set up your wills, your trusts, your guardianships in all 50 states.
Yeah. And you go online. You just finish in 10 minutes completely online, and they have people available to instantly answer questions.
Yeah.
It's so easy. All you have to do is go online. You just think about, what do you want to do? Do you want to set your family up? Do you want to set your loved ones up? Guardianships start at $39, wills $69, yeah, and trusts $3.99.
That's an excellent price, and it's super easy.
You know what else is great? You can take 10% off by going to trustandwill.com/WMD or entering promo code WMD at trustandwill.com.
Take 10% off going to trustandwill.com/WMD or entering promo code WMD at trustandwill.com. Trust and Will, estate planning made easy. You're welcome. Well, so here's what broke me.
Let me hear.
Silly, but it really fucking broke me.
Yeah.
Okay. So this mom in our mom's group, she gets she got this like slip and slide, inflatable slip and slide thing, and she was like, "My kids fucking love this thing. It's amazing." And I was like, "Great. I'm going to put that on our wish list on Amazon, and maybe some relative will get it, cuz it's like, it was like $70. It was just like too much."
Is it one of those that like has like you climb up the side and slide down like a real water park?
Kind of. I mean, it's like a very small version of that. But yeah, my sister
has this.
Yeah.
With her kids.
Yeah. Yes. You climb up it and then you slide down and water comes out.
Yep.
And it keeps it like slick.
It's like a little pool of water.
Yeah. Like just a few inches. Mm-hmm. And then you go down on like a little, there's like a little inflatable like boogie board kind of that you ride down on. It looks super fun. So my sister bought it for them for Christmas, which was amazing. My sister Lydia.
Wait, it's July.
Well, yeah, I put it on my wish list.
So she already bought it.
Oh, no. So she bought it for us this past Christmas.
Okay. Okay.
I was with you.
All right. I was like
shit.
I'm
man.
So
you guys,
sorry.
She's like, Xmas early.
I was like, what?
You guys don't
the
do
moment
that?
It's on my wish list, somebody gets
somebody
it.
Got it.
We have a very
so my
competitive
sister bought
family.
It. It's done. Oh she God, got it for off. Christmas. Yeah. She already gave it to them, yeah. And Christmas is okay. Over.
No, so she got it for us this past Christmas, Christmas 2018.
Got it.
We were like, yay, we can't wait to use it. And we put it in the shed and we're like, when summer comes, we're going to fucking do that thing. So summer came and I was like, oh, we got to do this thing. We got to get it out. And so finally, like the weather got warm enough because it's actually been kind of a cooler summer for LA. And so I went out and I got it. And you know how sometimes things will come and it'll have like the colorful box with all the pictures, but then it'll have like a brown box that it came in. Mm-hmm. So it had been sitting in that brown box and I took it out and I opened it up and the brown box had been, was just filled with bugs and they were like eating the brown cardboard and it was very upsetting. Anyway, so.
Not ants.
What? Not ants.
Okay, other bugs.
I don't
bugs.
Know what they were. They were really creepy.
Where the fuck do you live? I live in the corner of Forest and Wilderness.
I wish. No, just fucking city. City with all bugs. And
the bugs were eating the cardboard?
Yeah, they were living in the cardboard and laying eggs in it and stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I was like, ugh. So anyway, get it open. And then I'm like, I'm just, I was like, I'm
going to throw it out and get a new one.
No. No, but the inside box was fine.
Okay.
It was just the outside box. So yes. I pull it out and it's gross. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fill this up. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have a bike pump. I'll fill this up. All right. So first of all, no.
No.
Bike this pump. You got bike pump?
I really.
It's going to take you till Christmas. Wait, that thing.
And we have like a stupid, yeah. I don't know what the hell this bike pump is. Sure. Like you stand on it and you're like, up and down. Like yeah. Like you're on those like old fashioned like railroad things.
Oh, get him! Pump it up, Joey!
I'm on my way to Chattanooga! So I'm doing that for a while, and then I'm like, oh, this is fucked. Yeah. I need to get a an actual air pump that's electric. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, fuck. I was really looking forward to this, but okay. So I get one. I order one from Target. I decide to get one that's battery powered because then we're going to go camping later this summer and I can use it for an air mattress if that's what we choose to do.
Smart, smart, smart.
Thank you. I thought that was very smart. Yep. And I was like, Ari, when you're done with work, you know, Target's open until midnight. You're going to go and pick this up in the car. It's going to be awesome. So we do that. We get fucking $12 worth of stupid D batteries. Mm-hmm. And the next day I'm like, let's do it. This fucking pump was so weak. After like 20, 30 minutes of trying to fill the main compartment, I was like, fuck this. This is bullshit. I'm going to go through like $40 worth of batteries to fill this thing. Okay, I have to get an electric pump. This thing is bullshit. So I'm like so annoyed and disheartened. And like, of course I'm like, kids, don't take off your swimsuits after water day at camp. Come right home in your swimsuits because we're going to go on the slip and slide. It's going to be ready because I got a pump because your mom's awesome and she's on it. And I love you. And I do love them. But I really was like, here is a demonstration of it in a very concrete way. And so then I was like, fuck. So then I'm like, this motherfucking pump, I'm gonna replace it. I'm gonna get one that plugs in. I go online, I find a Target that has what
the
I want.
Plug in one that you
yes.
want.
I call, I'm like, put this fucker on hold, mm-hmm. put my name on it, I'm coming to get it, and they're like, yes.
I think I have like two, by the way.
Never thought to ask someone, huh?
You know, I thought about it, but then I don't know why. I don't know.
This is your pump.
You know who I
yeah.
am, right?
I wanted pump. My yeah. own pump. Yeah.
But I got like 17 pumps back there. Like so many pumps. And I like, no, I don't know how to use them. They're yeah. just there.
Oh, God.
Next time.
Oh, well, next time I lose my fucking mind over an inflatable.
So you get.
Okay. So I go to Target and I'm like, great, I'll return the other one and I'll get the new pump. So we drive all the way to a different Target. We park, we go in. I go in with, I think, Odie or something. And I go to the customer service and I'm like, I'm here for my pump. And they're like, we don't have that. I'm like, oh no, I spoke to a lady and she said that she would put one for me. And they were like, well, we don't have any. She was wrong.
Did you
like,
say, go fuck yourself yeah. and your fuck yeah. self, fuck you, fuck
get
you.
Get me my pump.
I need an air pump that fucks
in. I need a pump.
I'm taking you home with me and you're going to blow up my goddamn slip and slide. Liars.
Oh my God. That was the other thing that other pump, like I didn't realize that you had to have all these like special little connectors, like depending on the size of the yeah. thing you were trying to like blow up like the hole.
Yep. Ugh. Yep. Yep.
I had no idea. I was a real noob when it came to air pumps. Yeah. So I'm pissed. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm so mad. So I go home, no pump. I'm very like, I'm really like bummed out because it's just been so long. I've been trying to do this thing for my kids. I keep every day. I'm like, I'm going to get it ready. It's going to be ready. I'm doing it. And then, so I have to order a new one online and it's going to come in like 2 days. I was like, great, I'm going to do this. Okay. So it finally comes. I fill it up. I fill the whole thing up with this pump. It's great.
Go. Was it like just boom? No, it's up.
It was really pretty yeah. easy. Just I mean, I was pump. Still like doing it in the hot, hot beating sun while my son tried to speak with me while I'm like, there's like this loud fucking pump, like, and he's like, and then the mom's yamming. I'm like, why? can I help? No, just fuck off. Let me do this
go
for
to
you.
Target.
So I fill up the whole thing and I'm like, fucking A, it's ready to go. I go to put the hose. You connect the hose to it so that water flows down. The thing that it connects with was installed backwards, so I can't.
The connector was installed backwards.
Yes. So it was supposed to screw onto the hose, but it was backwards, so it couldn't screw onto the hose.
What did you do? Did you just go inside, get some scissors, and start stabbing the fuck out of that thing?
I was, I think I just was like, motherfucker! Yeah. Like, and Odie's like, can we go on it? And I was like, no, we can't go on it yet.
Like, I think big blown up thing that, no water.
This enormous, and also like the neighbor kids kept like getting close to it, and I knew that, especially without the water, it could pop really easily before my kids could get on it.
Yeah.
And so I was like so broken down. I took like a really long nap. Mm-hmm. I was just like so over it. I was like, Ari, I just can't. I can't explain why, but this is really upsetting. Yeah. He's like, I know. I understand why. It's something like, I don't know if you do. The instruction manual that came like wasn't for this product. It was just sort of for their products in general. So it didn't say anything about like, there was no diagram of this thing. Yeah. So I was like, well, maybe I'm fucking it up. So I'm like, I'm going to find this company online and I'm going to send them a picture and just make sure like, is this fucked up or what? Am I a dumb dumb? And so I go to their website and I can't call them cause it's a Hong Kong number. And I try to leave a message on their thing, and every time I fill in information, it then reloads and everything I write disappears.
There's massive riots right now in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe someone's not on the ball. They're rioting for their lives.
Excuse me.
Is this supposed right? Like, we're trying to get our fucking independence.
Okay, no, but see, you sent me something and it didn't have clear instructions. So I can't find anything online that just like refers to this. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm an idiot and I'm doing this wrong. And so I finally I'm like, maybe my phone's fucked up. I'll go on the website on the computer and do it. No, every time I fill it in, it deletes. Wow. And I was like, motherfucker. So then I finally like put something into Amazon. Like you can ask questions. And I just was like, it's fucked up. Is this fucked up? And finally people were like, yes, that's fucked up. Uh-huh. So today I deflated it. Tried to put it back in its box. It will not get back in its box.
No.
I have no idea what I'm going to do because my sister bought it on Amazon, which is so good with returns as is. Mm-hmm. And even if I do return it, the money will just go back to her and they won't go back to me to get a new thing. And so I don't know what I'm going to do. Now I have like 100 pounds of weird vinyl in my yard.
Can you try to return it and just have your sister buy a new one?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't
just return
know.
It. It's broken. Get a new one. What are you doing?
But it's from like December.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be like, it was fucking broken. We bought this in December. It's now the summer.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
You're right. I'll make my sister make a do call it. For She's you? Got time. Can
I'll
you call
Amazon.
And say I'm Bezos. Betsy Stover? Bezos.
If it doesn't work, Debbie will call for you.
There you go.
That's what my mom does. She's retired now.
There you go.
But people call to sell her stuff. It's like
my mom does the same
she'll
thing.
She'll call me and be like, oh, the cable company. Yeah, and I'm like, oh God, they picked the wrong person.
Yeah.
Oh,
on the phone with them for an hour.
An hour.
Just despite them?
I was like, I was talking to three people and I was just like trying to get a good deal. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yes, my mom would be like, all right, mom, no, Jesus. I talked them down.
Yeah.
And I don't understand my bill. It shouldn't be that high. I don't understand.
$20 less now.
Oh my God.
A bill's $20 less. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And if you
good job?
Yeah. No, I'm like, mom, those poor people, like, you know? She's like, no, they called me.
There's riots in the street, but you know what? $20 less. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'll probably just
that
have to
broken
have my sister
me.
It really broke me.
I would have
it
thrown
so
it away
stupid.
And been like, fuck that
feed
shit.
It to the bugs.
Feed it to the bugs.
Feed it to the bugs.
But I was so excited for them to have it. And I had purchased a kiddie pool, and Ari was like, no, everyone's going to drown and die. Send that back to the store. So like, this was like I was like, oh, well, here we go. We'll have some water fun. Mm-hmm. No. And I just keep getting stymied. I have such good memories of my childhood, like running in a sprinkler.
Slip and slide, definitely.
Slip and slide.
Like the old school one, which was just a yellow
piece of plastic.
Piece of plastic.
Just covered in blood and scratches when you get up.
Yeah, bruises.
Always. Just like my legs
did you
were
go
like
beyond
green
it?
From the grass. Yeah. Fly off it. You hit the bump and take a dive. I'd fly right into my fucking house. sprint. I'd be like, let's see how fast we can run down this thing.
I feel like we would always try to make one out of trash bags.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you rip them open and you connect them. You tape them down.
Yeah.
We did that.
Did you ever put shaving cream on and run?
No, that's brilliant.
Yeah, shaving cream. Then you're like, bro, no!
You do it once.
Yeah.
And you like hurt yourself. You're like, that was bad.
That was not
like,
good.
You
don't do
like
it.
An hour putting fucking shaving cream on. This is giving me so much fun. I broke my leg.
Oh my God. That reminds me, we were talking about like being young and resilient.
Yeah.
When I was like in my 20s, it snowed and we went to Central Park and we just taped garbage bags to mm-hmm. ourselves and flung our bodies yeah. down a yeah. hill.
Your body's like, fine.
Yeah. And our friend okay. was like 35 and he was like, oh, I'm really sore. And we're like, what's with Tom? What a puss. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom, you can come join the Churro Club.
My joints hurt. Yeah. There's a Churro Club in every city.
Yeah.
A Churro Club in every city. Like a woman in every port. So what has broken you?
This is a pretty crazy story.
I'm so excited.
This is, Laura told me, my wife told me that it was our 3-year anniversary in Los Angeles. So this, our 3-year.
Oh my God, that went fast.
Yeah, I know. It felt like a year. But it was like, oh, when this happened, it was our 3-year anniversary.
Oh my God, I still feel like you just got here.
Me too. Me too. In a very weird way. It did fly by. And so she ran an errand. I had Joni and I was like going to start to cook.
How old was Joni?
So Joni's now probably like 2.5 months
okay.
at this point. So I sometimes like put her down in this little baby Bjorn thing and like be like, I'm cutting onions, you know, and like, oh, I'll talk to her. And
great.
You know what I mean?
And she's like, cool.
Yeah. She's like, yo, daddy-o. She's smoking weed. She's cool as shit, man. I love this girl.
You need to cut those onions.
I love this girl. She's cool as shit. So I start like kind of like cooking, and I know like Laura's out for an errand. She's going to come back soon, and she needs to pump. We don't have any milk. So I know I was like, oh, Joni will be hungry soon. And the time's passing. I was like, where the fuck is she? And then Joni starts crying and I was like, well, maybe I'll put some formula together. So I'm like trying to put some formula together, and she's really starting to wail.
Had she had formula before?
She had a little formula before.
Okay, so she
mostly
had
breast
a bottle
milk,
before.
But yeah, she's had okay. some formula before.
Oh, that's good.
But she was on, there was maybe an allergy, like Laura maybe had an allergy. So, cause like Joni was like pooping weird. So like she was not on soy, eggs, and like milk at this Ooh. Time. Laura wasn't.
That's tough.
Ugh.
So we had to get this formula from our like pediatrician that was like nothing. It's just like, he's like, it's powder and vitamins. I mean, it's like basic amino acids.
Yeah.
There's no taste. Babies do not like this.
Oh no.
So that was the first time she was having this formula.
No.
So I like put the formula together and she starts like crying. I was like, oh Christ, she's hungry. I was like, what the fuck is Laura? Like, she just ran this errand. Now at the same time, I hear a helicopter going. And I was like, what the hell is that helicopter doing?
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, finally. So I'm cooking. I'm like cutting and I'm starting to cook. And baby's down here. Oh, daddy's cooking. You know, maybe cut chopping onions. And and then she starts crying. And so all this happened. And then the helicopter. And I finally look at my phone. And Laura's like texting me like 10 times. She's like, tell me you're alive. Are you okay? Is everything okay? Where the hell are you? There's like 3 missed calls. And I was like, what the hell?
Oh, God.
I didn't know what was going on. I just didn't have my phone by me.
Yeah.
And I look outside and there's like a cop car. There's 2 cops like looking around. And I finally like call her. I was like, what the hell's going on? She's like, there's a felon on the loose just on our block.
Oh my God.
She's like, get the fuck up. Lock the doors. Get away from the windows. And then my baby's like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
and pops out with like their hands by their guns, like looking around. There's dogs running around, right? There's 2 or 3 helicopters above my house, and one of them's like, come out with your hands up. I was like, what the fuck? So baby's crying. I start panicking. I was like, shit. I take her. I shut off the stove. You know, I shut off the burner. I run into the bathroom. I'm trying to feed her in the bathroom because there's no windows. It's like, a little window. So I'm like, let me get away from windows.
Oh my God.
I'm holding her and I peek. Before I do that, I just peek out the front window and there's a cop is outside.
No.
And he looks right into my eyes.
No.
As if it looks like in my heart, I was like, oh, it looks like I'm holding this baby hostage. You know what I mean? Like, I made direct eye contact with a cop. Like, I slowly moved a curtain out of the way.
Jesus.
And like looked out and there was like in front of my house, there's 2 cops with like hands on guns.
Jesus.
Like, and he just like looked at me. And I was like, oh. And then baby's crying, and he's just like, what the fuck? You know? And I was like, no, I'm okay. Everything's okay.
She's cool.
Yeah, she's cool. My daughter's so cool. So I run into the bathroom. I'm on the phone with Laura. Laura is now stuck. They won't let her come back. Oh. So here's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You're and like, squeeze your tit into the window.
Baby, get onto the helicopter. Oh. Ask him to get on the helicopter. Babe! The cop says, so she's outside of the block. No one's allowed to drive onto our one little block. I live in a pretty safe neighborhood. This hasn't really happened. I have some crazy neighbors. You know, they set off fireworks. One of the girls screams a lot. That's about the extent of it. She's fine. She's playing Marco Polo or something. I don't know. It's like six. So, but Jenna, you know, there's some homeless people every now and then coming through, a little riffraff. It's okay. Like,
are you in my neighborhood?
Yeah. It's a little riffraff by me. What are you doing? A little riffraff. But, like, I generally feel safe. So now I'm freaking out a little bit. They're not letting her in, okay?
Yeah.
So I was like, tell the cop to escort you. You have to, this baby needs milk. So the baby's not drinking the formula.
Of
so
course.
Now it's screaming. Ugh. Now it can feel my energies. I'm trying to stay calm. I'm like, it's okay. You're so cool. And I was
you're
like
frantic. I'm like sweating. Frantic.
I'm like trying to cook. Like I,
you're
I'm
still
like,
trying to cook.
I shut off the burner, but I'm like, I gotta, you know, still like peeking at the food. And I'm like the true Italian I am. And it was like, I'm holding her. She's crying. I'm like flustered. I'm on the phone with Laura. I was like, tell him to escort you. Like we need milk. Like this baby, your mother, like, and the cop told her, he's like, well, we can't escort you. There's dogs running around everywhere, and there's a felon on loose. But you can have your husband bring her to you. And I was like, tell him what? What is he talking about? You're not allowed to be escorted by a cop to your house to feed your baby, but I'm going to bring a baby outside with dogs running around and felons and two guys with their hands on their guns outside my house?
What?
I was like, what the fuck is that? That is the dumbest advice. I'm all for the cops.
That is crazy.
Two thumbs up. That is insane advice to give somebody. So now I'm like, tell him to go fuck himself. You know, I'm losing my mind. I'm trying to stay calm. It's one of those things where you lose your mind and then the baby's crying. You're like, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know? But
Your energy. Back and forth.
Yeah. So this went on for over an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
My baby's screaming, crying, almost 2 hours. Screaming, crying.
No.
She won't take the bottle. You know, dinner's ruined. No, it turned out fine. But now I'm scared. Ew. I was like, I got to stay away from the windows. Like, I just got so, like, sad. I was like, oh, this sucks. You know, like, I feel bad for my wife who's like, she's like, my milk is spurt. You know, it's everywhere now. It hurts her.
You could
she's
get
in,
sick.
Yes, she's in pain.
Oh, no.
And she can't get to her baby. She's crying. She's like, I just want to get to my baby. I just want to know you guys are safe. I was like, I'm in the bathroom. Everything's fine.
So stressful.
And they just couldn't find the person forever, I guess. And they went from like house to house. You know, they went down and they finally caught him at the end
good.
Of the block. It took almost like 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
And then she finally came home. And I mean, it was breaking me because I just couldn't get her to, she just wanted food.
My God. Yeah.
That's all she wanted.
I would have freaked out.
She just wanted some milk. Not only that, it's like, is there going to be a gunfire?
100%.
So, like, where's
the
safest?
So, you're under threat. You're on
a
threat state.
In a bathroom, sitting on a toilet, trying to feed my baby formula, new formula that she's not used to, that doesn't like. And I was like, maybe she'll eventually eat it because she's super hungry. No.
But, yeah, you're like, is a bullet going to come through my wall?
Yeah, there's that whole thing. Or, like, I'm locking my doors, too. Is this person going to burst through my doors?
You know? That's so scary.
My back door, you know? And I'm like, should I move something to my back door so they can't?
Right.
But I'm holding a baby. You know what I mean? There's, like, and I don't want to put her down at this point because she's screaming. And so I felt like I was, like, holding her for, you know, she started crying before I knew all this was going on. So the whole ordeal was probably over 2 hours of her just crying.
Oh,
I couldn't help her. And I was like, oh, I feel like a failure.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst. But then there's all this like crazy shit happening. I was like, they finally caught him. My wife came home. She, you know, got that milk. Oh. So, but it was like a real, like, I was like, fuck this. I don't, dude, no. I just, you know, it was a bummer. So that's my story.
Yeah. Wow. What a nightmare.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
That is insane.
It was a bad one. It was a bad one.
We've heard a lot of stories. That one is crazy.
That's super crazy.
Yeah.
I would have lost my mind. Because it's already hard enough. Like, you have those moments where the kids are screaming and crying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't help you. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah. everybody has that happen. Yeah.
And that sure. helpless, but impotent feeling is so difficult.
Yeah,
so difficult.
It's
but to worst. Be trapped in your house
yes.
under a threat state.
Yes.
With where
danger.
Who knows what's going to happen. So you're already terrified because you're programmed to protect that baby.
Mm-hmm. That's what
so
it was.
So you're like, oh, I have yeah. to do everything for you.
Right.
And then the baby's screaming, which right. then also adds so much.
Like, and I felt pretty like calm in a weird way through the whole thing. Like, I don't think I was freaking, but there was like that escalating when I was like, I don't think we should talk to each other, because when we're talking to each other, we're like, I'm trying to yeah. calm you down. You're trying to calm me down. And we're both letting this.
Yeah.
So she can feel this energy. I was like, let me just like, so when I got in the bathroom, I was like, it's going to be all right. You know, but
yeah.
it's like, you feel so bad. You can't
no,
calm her down at that
crying.
Point. Yeah. And then it's like, it's the, you know, that point of no return
yeah.
with the crying where you're like, oh shit, this isn't going to stop.
No.
For a while. Even like, even when your needs are met,
you're still,
we always, Laura and I always say like, this is a flaw in the, like, how did human race survive? Like through the Ice Age or
yeah.
enemies close by, like with babies crying. And not only that, being tired,
yeah.
that is a human flaw. Like when we're tired,
yes.
we get more wired.
Yep. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at like the anthropological, you know, why we do certain things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When we were, you know, lizard brain, this. But that, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck was the point of this?
Yeah.
God?
What did that do?
Yeah.
yeah. Why did
here?
You do that?
What
how
are we doing
how?
Here?
Yeah.
I don't know. No one's been able to answer.
No, it's interesting, right? Yeah. Because it's what happens. You
That's
get overtired flaw. And then you can't go to sleep.
You would think it's the opposite. I'm overtired. I'm going to sleep wherever I can.
It's yeah. a bug in the program.
It's a bug. Goddamn bugs. Can't get away from them.
Oh, the bugs.
The bugs are eating that goddamn cardboard of programming.
Fucking bugs.
They're infesting our evolution.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's just one of those things where I was like, why is this a thing? And it, even with us, too, I think with just... I'm guessing with toddlers and kids, like they can get overstimulated and overtired,
oh.
and
no,
then you can't put them down.
No, they're fine. They don't do that. They don't do that at all. They just sleep and wake up
great.
And are happy.
Yeah.
What's
we
the
have
point
to,
of it, though?
My minivan is like a 7-Eleven, just like full of snacks, because everyone gets hangry.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
I taught my kids the word hangry this week.
There you go.
I was like, you know, I get hangry. Do you know what that is? And they were like, no, what's that? And I was like, when I'm hungry and angry, hangry. And they all sort of looked at each other and they were like, oh, we get hangry. And I was like, yeah, you're hangry right now. So you're going to eat some food.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real thing. Food is the answer most times to things.
I'm with
right.
you. Again, I'm Italian, so that's...
yeah, yeah.
My wife's always like, stop wanting to feed her. Like, that's a big
that's
like
so
thing. She's like, we're going to let her sleep the night. I'm always like, she's crying? Then give her a bottle. Throw the sauce in that bottle. Come on. Throw the bajoon in the bottle. Let her taste the salt. She's not going to eat it, dum-dum. Just let her taste the essence of... dry cured meats.
What were you cooking for dinner?
It was like a white bean. I make this kind of like white bean, spinach, apple pasta dish.
Whoa.
Sometimes you throw
sounds healthy.
Turkey and turkey sausage in there, something like that. But
I'd eat it.
I'm yeah. so impressed that you were making something like that with a newborn at home.
Yeah, I've completed meals with like, not her in my arm. I would not do that. But I've completed some meals where like, I'm like, all right, you go here. I got to do this. And like learning how to turn on and off that stove, you know, that the burner has been my saving grace. I was like, okay, I got to just feed. I need 25 minutes here. Like this will.
Right. To turn it so it doesn't burn.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the onions will be fine.
Yeah. They're simmering.
They're simmering. They're going to residual heat. We'll cook these a little longer for about 25 minutes. I'll go back to it. I like
good.
To cook. I cook a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like when I started having kids, I was like, I guess I just don't cook anymore.
Well, it's my therapy. It's like my, it's my way of like, if it's depending on who's doing the kind of night stuff. Laura was working a job for a while. So I would, and she wouldn't get home till like 7 or so. And so I had to do all the, like the night stuff. I had to walk our dog, feed the dog, give the baby the bath.
That's a lot.
I'll do all that stuff and then cook. And then I just kind of just was like, well, I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't have to do it, but I was like, cooking is my thing that I look forward to.
Yeah.
So other people, I don't think that is true, but I really do look forward to it as my therapy. It's a thing I feel confident in this industry that's so out of our control. I was like, this is the one thing I can control. Yeah. I can control this. This is my meditation. You know what I mean?
I feel that way about organizing things.
Yeah. There you go. Everybody has it. Everybody has their thing where it's like, I can't wait to do this. Thing I get in my meditative state, or pop on a podcast, or you know, I have her little monitor by me, so I'll just kind of click that. She's fine. Okay.
Gives you a mind boner.
Yeah, get a little mind boner going. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Mind boners.
I'm really trying to sell you on this idea. Mind boners. Come on. You know, when your brain gets hard.
Yeah.
Your brain just stiffens up.
All the blood rushes to it. It's your brain.
And you pass the fuck out.
Oh, my God. That is oh, my gosh. I have three little boys, and it's like boner town all the time, and it's so funny and weird.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure.
And it's so cute and funny when they're, like, learning, because they'll be like, oh, it got big. Like stuff like that. They say the funniest things. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like one of them recently realized that if he like he could make it like a little diving board.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And just thought it was so hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's so funny as like mothers with sons, like, you know, that's part of the deal, like where those little, you know, nut job, horny little things. You know?
I mean,
but even at the young age, you don't know, like you just get boners.
Yeah. They just get boners all the time.
Yeah, it's not like, it's when not a sexual thing. It's like,
like little babies. Girls. Babies have them.
Yeah.
Yes. That's babies always get boners. So surprising.
Like, why does his baby
the body's have a priming them?
He's got a boner. He's just born. What's
the body's
up?
Like, one day, kid. Practice now. Yeah.
Don, is there anything you'd like to promote? Where can people see your work and follow you?
Sure. I have a podcast called The Need to Fail. It's on the Forever Dog Podcast Network, where I talk to guests about their setbacks and how they get over them. Just hit 100 episodes. So very proud of that.
And that sounds like an awesome idea. I love that. Yeah. For a lot of parents, it sounds like you're delving into the growth mindset.
Yes. Yes. I've been talking to some like new dads and moms, and you know, like we that's kind of sometimes where it all begins. I'm just like, so it's hard, right? And then I'm at Don Finelli or at The Need to Fail on Twitter.
What?
At Don Finelli or at The Need to Fail on Twitter.
At Don Finelli on Twitter.
Yeah, at Don Finelli or at The Need to Fail.
Anthony Phil, and I was like, what?
I'm at Don Finelli, Anthony Filler. On Twitter?
Why do you go by Anthony on Twitter? That's amazing. Yeah.
My name's Anthony Filler on Twitter. Look it up, baby. That's me. Anthony Filler on Twitter. It's at Anthony Filler on Twitter. And my Instagram's Tony Tweets. I'm so used to at the end of my podcast being like, hey, follow me on Twitter at Don Finelli, at The Need to Fail. I say it so fast. So when I plug it, it's Anthony.
Anthony Filler.
Anthony Filler.
Tony Tweets.
Tony Tweets.
You better watch out. Yeah. Tony Tweets.
Tony Tweets on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Just pictures of me tweeting. Oh God!
That is so stupid.
Yeah.
Like
It's late. We're tired.
So you're on Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Don Finelli, Twitter at Don Finelli, but I'm also at The Need to Fail on Twitter if you want to follow that.
And you have a website, donfinelli.com?
Yeah, don-finelli.com. There's all sorts of goodies on there. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, if you like the show, please subscribe. And, you know, it's a free show, so a way that you can pay us is to rate it and review it.
Yep, and if you like it, make sure to tell your friends about it.
Tell everybody, especially tell your mom group.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow us on Twitter at Mommy Drinks Show and on Instagram at Why Mommy Drinks Podcast. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. We have a great Facebook group, Mommy Drinks.
That's right. It's a whole community of listeners. It's super fun. It's super supportive. Also, send us your parenting nightmares. Send us your shit shows. Email them to us at
whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com, and you can leave a message on our hotline.
Come in with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Come in with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Come in with your shit show.
424-279-8842.
Well, Don,
yes.
You're doing a great job.
I'm trying.
Yeah,
you are. A great job. You sound like a great dad.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving it a go.
Making your wife dinner.
Yeah. She does a lot for me. I mean, it's a mutual. Course. We love each other. So that's a
good you do?
Me and my wife love each other. She's really? Cool as shit. The ladies in my life are cool. Cool ass life.
She is cool. Yeah. She's going to be our guest upcoming.
That's
I'm
right.
very excited.
That's right. Because yeah. She was like, oh, that's a huge thing that broke me as well. But I was like, I'll tell the story because I think I was in the more maybe panicky state.
Yeah.
But yeah. you can bring it up with
she
her.
She said that she's like, we kind of have the same story. Can we just come on together? And I was like, no. I want you to stop, Rex. Better come up with another story. A better topic.
Top that. Yeah, so you'll hear from her soon.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Great. Amanda, you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just going to let land.
Yeah. I feel like...
Yeah, I did all right this week.
You did all right. You're doing okay.
I parented.
You parented.
Got my kid a bike and a churro.
That's dope.
You.
Yeah. Best day of their lives.
Facilitated the best day of her life.
That's right.
Like a huge memory that she'll probably always have.
I know. Keep that bar low. I took it to Target. Oh!
It was the best!
No, you gave her a bike. No. She got to be an individual. She got you all to herself. And yeah.
Betsy, you're doing a great job.
Well,
thank you. I would have thrown it away as soon as the bug showed up in the box.
Yeah. You did a great job at failing at inflatables and freaking out about ants. Yeah. It's hard.
No, you're doing a great job because you kept trying. You kept trying
That's
for those
right.
kids.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm going to do this
you were
for
determined.
You. And then the fucker fucked you. So, you know, it's not your problem. You did it.
Yeah. Usually if I put that much effort into it, as we know from listening to this podcast, I get shit done.
I
am relentless.
Yeah.
But yeah, my relentlessness did not work in my favor.
Betsy, can I say something?
Please.
I still remember you were my 101 teacher.
That's right. At UCB.
At UCB.
I was your level one improv teacher.
And I remember the first day you do these like superhero things to like learn everybody's name.
Yeah.
And I still remember yours. I don't remember anybody else's.
Oh, what was it?
It was Betsy's Got a Petsy. And you like walked a dog. I just remember that.
That's so cute.
Yep.
Betsy's got a Petsy. I remember that.
I do.
Betsy's got a Petsy.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Yep.
I'm so like old and tired now. I just always do the same one.
What do you do now?
What is it?
Bossy Betsy.
I do dilapidated Don.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a nice word.
Yeah, and I like kind of like break down. And then I like do an old dumb house. Don. Is that's the much easier.
Dumb Don.
We do these things at improv class, everyone, where
to learn people's names.
Yeah, to help everyone learn each other's names. Yep. So then they can be best friends
forever.
Now that they're in the new cult.
Your Kool-Aid is to learn everybody's name.
And Don and I are in a cult, and I met Amanda there too. Amanda got out. Don and I are still there.
Yeah, you got a house. This is great. This is awesome.
Wait a second. You didn't sign that 1,000-year contract? All right, lady friend. Will you bring us home?
All right. You know, you might find yourself sitting back, eating churros and buying your kid bikes in order to win their love. Or you are stuck inflating the world's worst slip and slide.
Fucking slip and slide.
Or you're trapped in your house because, well, your house is under attack by a felon and you're just trying to feed your 2.5-month-old child. Ugh. No, you know what? You're doing a great job.
Why Mommy Drinks. Thank you.
Campfire.